His Third Victim, written by Helen Durant and read by Tim Bentinck.
Prologue. He swiped his finger across the screen of his mobile and screwed up his eyes. What he saw made him feel sick. Bella Richards had a new man in her life. He'd videoed Bella and this Alan Fisher fawning over each other, her fingers stroking Fisher's cheek, her lips on his mouth. She was wasting her time. Bella was no good for Fisher or anyone else. Why didn't she learn? Sooner or later she would go too far. If that happened, he would have to give her a scare. He knew what Bella, just like the others, was most afraid of. It hadn't been hard to work out. Very soon, and with very little effort, he would make her nightmares come true. Alan Fisher was a complication he hadn't reckoned with. He would have to sort it. Still, it wouldn't be a problem. He was a past master at the murder game. As far as the police were aware, there had been 5 so far. Alan Fisher would simply be added to the list. What the police didn't know was that the 5 were nothing but collateral damage. They were people who got in the way and had to disappear because they were too close to his real targets. The police had no idea about those. That was because he was clever and meticulous. His perfect crimes had gone completely unnoticed. No one had even reported the women missing. He had been praying that Bella might be different. The other two hadn't lived up to expectations, so he had had to kill them. He now had Bella in his sights, and it would be nice if she didn't become his third victim. All she had to do was make him happy. It wasn't much to ask, but his chosen ones always seemed to fail him in one way or another. All the same, he persisted in his search. One day, he would find a woman who would live up to his dreams. He hoped that Bella was the one. Chapter 1. Day 1. The policeman dashed into Victoria Station, flashed his badge at the man on the barrier, and ran straight to Platform 4. He scanned the crowds, waiting for the Huddersfield train. There they were, a man and a woman, arm in arm. They were a good-looking couple. Alan Fisher was tall, dark, and expensively dressed, with an athletic build. Bella Richards was a slim, petite blonde, her chin-length hair swishing about her delicate features. She took his hand and tried to pull him towards the waiting train. "Alan Fisher," the policeman said with some urgency. Fisher nodded. "I need you to come with me at once. It's your wife." The policeman watched Fisher's look of surprise quickly turn to shock. All sorts of possibilities would be raging through his mind. "Why? What's the problem?" Fisher asked. "I don't have any details, sir. I've been told to pick you up and take you straight to Huddersfield Infirmary." Easily said, but the words implied the worst. "Is Anna all right? Has she had an accident? Is she ill?" The policeman shook his head. "Like I said, sir, I haven't been told anything." His eyes flicked to the station clock. "We should get going." "I'll ring the house first," Fisher said firmly. The policeman saw the suspicion in Fisher's eyes and didn't like it. "There is no one there. I believe the lady who does your cleaning has gone with her." The words had the right effect. Reassured, Fisher turned to his companion. "I'll have to go. Get on the train. I'll ring you later." He bent down and kissed her cheek. The policeman took Fisher's arm. "My car is outside. We should get going. The traffic's bad at this time of day." Moments later, they were driving along the Ashton Road. Alan Fisher tapped his fingers on his knees and looked at the officer. "Wouldn't the motorway be better? There must be a hold-up somewhere. The traffic's at a standstill." "I'll pick it up at Stockport," the policeman assured him.